Gadol story of the week. So, holy people radiate light, radiate love, right? They radiate everyone around them. It's like a magnet. So the Bava Rebbe, he, Halberstam, actually my uncle helped get him out of Europe and bring him to America. Rav Shlomo Karlach was also good friends with the Bava Rebbe. And one Shabbos, Bava Rebbe had just arrived, he was in Manhattan. And he was in a very bad neighborhood, full of drunkards and drug dealers and prostitutes. And it happened to be that the Bava Rebbe had a bris. So he wanted to go walk to the bris. So he said, let's go walk. And the straightest way was through this really bad neighborhood. So someone's like, oh, are you sure you want to walk through that? Bava Rebbe says, don't worry. He's walking. And everyone the Bava Rebbe sees, now you got a man, he's got a strimal on, he's got a big hat, big, nice, beautiful Shabbos clothing, big beard. So you'd think all the prostitutes, the last person they want to see is a big rabbi, you know, they start running away, you know. But you know what happens? The Bava Rebbe starts waving, and everyone starts waving back. Everyone he passes by just starts, like, smiling and loving and hugging and, like, not hugging, that wasn't exactly what I, that was a different story, but they're just like, every prostitute came out and said, hey! And everyone's smiling because they could feel the kedusha, the holiness. They could feel the shleimut, the wholeness of this tzaddik who's in touch with himself. Because when you're in touch with yourself, people want to be around you. When you're happy, people want to be around you. And when you're broken, people don't want to be around you. So that was above the Rebbe, but it's really all of us. We tap into our true self, and everyone wants to be around us. I'll tell you another, a follow-up story. And Rav Shlomo told this story. He said, even animals, when you're in a whole level, they want to be around you. They don't want to cause you. They could sense the Kedushah. There's a story in Holy Brother that one time Rav Shlomo knocked on the door of this house, and this house happened to have a dog named Ginger. And Ginger was an extremely friendly dog for women. But for men, he hated men. She was like a rabid, crazy, biting animal dog whenever men were around. So they always kept her tied up. But this day, for some reason, the dog wasn't tied up. And Rav Shlomo knocks on the door, and he walks in, say hi, and the dog's free. So that's bad news, right? But no. The dog came and was super friendly and loving to Rav Shlomo. Does that mean Rav Shlomo had a female soul? No, I don't think so. It means Rav Shlomo's soul was so pure, holy, that even the dog could sense the completion. So I bless us to be like these tzaddikim, to be whole, to be true to ourselves, and we'll start radiating that chen that we talked about in the first meeting, that purity, that wholeness, that brings everyone close to us. Make sense?
Cool.
Any questions?